Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. For much of the second half of the 20th century, stories were told of heart men roaming the countryside, placing fear in the hearts of children. On this day, September 23, 1951, the Barbados Advocate on its front page reported the grim news that the legs and buttocks of a small boy were found in a cane field at Roachfield, St. Lucie. Police Commissioner R.T. Michelin told the Advocate that 2-year-old Jeffrey Boyce had been reported missing from his home, and the body parts corresponded to the description given of the infant. Michelin also informed the Advocate that the police had been searching for Boyce using their dogs Rip and Peggy. The boy's mother, Teresa Boyce, of Cove St. Lucie, left him in the house for 15 minutes, but when she returned, he was nowhere to be found. On September 26, the coroner, S.H. Nurse of District E, commenced the inquiry into Boyce's death, and on October 6, the Advocate reported that a man was in custody for the murder. He was Burton Springer, alias Canon Gregory, a 24-year-old fisherman from Pye Corner, St. Lucie. After a preliminary hearing had been completed, Springer was committed to stand trial in the November sittings in the Court of Grand Sessions, but his case was actually heard in January 1952. The first witness to be called was Colvin Phillips. He related how Springer expressed the wish to migrate to Canada, but did not have the money. However, he, Springer, felt confident that he could perform certain rituals to obtain money for the Canadian trip. This ritual would involve the killing of a child. Phillips testified that Springer choked the child and placed him in a bag. During the night, Phillips removed the brain, liver, and heart, as well as the blood. The court heard that Springer went into a cave named Saltpeter Hole at the Cove, St. Lucie, and read to the spirits. The prosecution called several witnesses, including the child's mother, the parochial medical officer, police officers, and residents, and after 6 days of trial, Springer was found guilty of murder and sentenced to hang by Chief Justice Sir Alan Collymore. The Advocate reported that the courtroom was crowded and hundreds more filled the triangle close to the Montefiore Fountain on Corey Street outside the court. Such a murder, the Advocate reported, had not been heard in Barbados since the days of Montoot. As the Advocate reported on the sentencing of Burton Springer for the ritual murder of Jeffrey Boyce, it also reported that another child, this time 9 years old, from Pilgrim Road Christchurch, was also missing.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.